This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to a very special episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're at Sunshine PHP down in sunny Miami, Florida. Well, it's not sunny now because it's night. My special guest is Mr. Adam Culp. We have just wrapped the conference, and Adam and I are going to talk a little bit about the conference. So say hi to everybody, Adam.
Hey, everybody.
Now, Adam, a lot of this is going to be inside baseball because you and I have been doing conferences for a while now, you know, but I want to talk to you about how you feel about the conference. So while we've still got the conference glow, tell me how you feel about it, and tell me what the best moment was for you.
You know, the conference was such a hit this year. Everybody really participated well. The speakers were amazing. The crowd was amazing. Mm-hmm. And as you said, we're under the glow still, but it just went so well. You know, everybody participating really brought it together. The community feel of this conference was just amazing this mm-hmm. year. And that is the number one thing that I felt. Everywhere I went, everybody was talking and helping each other and mentoring and mm-hmm. everything else. The hallway track was stupendous in between talks. You know, we allowed enough time in between talks for people to enjoy the hallway track. Mm-hmm. One thing was that we had such a good selection of talks that during the talks, there was a very small hallway track because everybody wanted to be in the talks. It was just so amazing. But in between, everybody absorbed themselves in the hall.
You put together a phenomenal schedule this year, and it was incredibly strong. Matter of fact, I've been podcasting for the past 2 days, and I ended each podcast thanking the guest for skipping a session, because I know that was a sacrifice, because there were no dead sessions. There were no, I can skip this. You know, it was a sacrifice if you skipped sessions, and I encouraged people to skip at least one, but everybody came back and says, yeah, but which one? You know? So you had an incredibly strong schedule. I love the fact that this year was all about teams, and every keynote, well, maybe except mine, concentrated on teams. Even, you know, starting with Rasmus and working all the way through Aaron. And I mean, Paul and I talked earlier, and I thought he hit it out of the park. I mean, his was just spot on. Talk to us about, you know, a lot of conferences don't do themes, you know, why do you do that?
Well, so last year we did a little different theme. The first year, this is our third year doing Sunshine, right. And the first year I just wanted to have a successful conference, so I didn't really focus much on a theme. Mm-hmm. I had some really good keynotes. You know, you were the closing keynote. You've been the closing keynote all 3 years, and you have knocked every single one out of the park.
Stop it. I keep expecting you to go, nope, we're not doing it this year.
but the thing is you know, you're my cleanup guy. But the thing is last year I themed it a little bit, so the keynotes were dedicated to a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And this year I said, you know what, okay, let's carry it a step further. And I think that the next progression is teams. I was noticing that within the community, I was seeing people starting to join together in the community and start doing a lot more mentoring and things like that. Our community is really becoming a strong mentor base.
Yes.
With mentoring.org or phpmentoring.org and some other things out there. And so I wanted to continue that. And I think by continuing that, it's a matter of developing the teams. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to each of the speakers, each of the keynote speakers, mm-hmm. and I said, look, I want to do some sort of a teams theme. Now, the individual talks from the speakers were not team oriented.
Right, yeah.
They were selected because it was a good topic. It was something that I felt was needed here in South Florida, each of the talks. So that's why we had them. Mm-hmm. We also concentrated on having We also concentrated on having some new speakers. So sometimes we chose one speaker over another simply because I wanted to get some newer faces and not the same old, you know, and I think we did a good job of that.
Oh, I thought it was excellent. And I, for 3 years, I've been privileged to at least be on the initial cut of the selections. And boy, that was a tough one. Even to get that first round done was rough, you know? And then you did the final selection, and I did not pity you there because there was some great talks that ended up just not being able to be given.
Yeah, well, we had over 650 submissions.
Wow.
Which is an amazing number of submissions to go through for 30 talk slots. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is I do things a little bit different at Sunshine than other conferences do, and that is that I only have one talk per speaker. My goal for South Florida, as I've said many times before, is to have more community in South Florida. And to do that, that means I want more speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't follow the same rule of a lot of other conferences where they have two talks per speaker. I'll find the funding somehow to get them here.
But that also leads to Sunshine PHP is not a, I don't want to say a for-profit or a commercial, it's not a commercial conference.
Right.
Nothing wrong with commercial conferences,
right,
but your focus is different. You don't have to come out and make bank at the end.
Right, exactly, and that's the thing. So with that in mind, you know, we chose the speakers based on the quality of the talk, and we looked to get some new faces here, and one talk per speaker, and it worked out
that's
awesome.
That's great.
Yep.
That was awesome. As a conference organizer, because I've been doing this for 10 years now. I know that every time you do one, you learn something. What'd you learn this year?
So, you know, the third year in, you know, we've kind of worked out a lot of the wrinkles with the venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little things like noises people traveling through the hallways and things like that. So we've got a lot of that done. The venue did an awesome job this year.
Wonderful.
I gave them a list at the end of last year. I said, here were some trouble spots. And this year they had meetings for the last month and a half prior to this event, and telling all their staff, here's what we need to fix, in addition to already being a very good venue. You know, so there was that. So the one thing that I learned, though, is to not underestimate the people, the attendees, because this year I my goal for Sunshine was to stick around 250 attendees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we surpassed that this year.
Oh yeah.
You know,
we blew through that number.
Oh yeah, we blew through it. We sold out at 250, and then I felt really bad because I didn't want to cut it off, but at the same time I had my limitations. So we almost sold 300 tickets.
Wow.
And I had 75 people on the wait list.
That's incredible.
So now I'm looking at, I could have easily done a 350 attendee. So I have some thinking to do before next year of whether I want to stick to, you know, that's the size that I did, or maybe make it a little bit larger, or just say, you know what, I think we really have something special here. Let's really see how much we can do. So that's something that I need to learn, but it's something that I also learned, because I didn't realize what we were doing here. I didn't realize how well we built this, and that was something that I learned this year.
This is something else. Now, was it my imagination, or did we actually have a more diverse crowd this year? And I'm not talking just women, although I think we actually have significantly more women this year than we've had in the past. But I was noticing we have a lot more Europeans and people from all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had seven developers from Nigeria.
Wow.
You know, and we had developers from all over the world, like you said. So it was a very diverse crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a lot of women, you know, which was amazing. I was so happy to see them turn out.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of what helped that is we had a lot of women submit talks for the conference.
Very good.
A lot of female speakers submitted to Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
We had 31% female speakers this year.
Congratulations.
And that was not due to us actively trying to select female speakers.
Mm-hmm.
They were some killer talks.
Yeah.
And we had, like you said, the talk selection was amazing for the conference. And so I was very pleased to have 11 female speakers out of our lineup.
That is wonderful. And not only speakers, but you had, but it seemed to me like you had more women just in attendance,
mm-hmm,
than last year. Of course, You make a specific, or you make an effort here in the South Florida area to reach out to women in the user group.
Yeah, we do. And we've had a ladies' night. Last year we had ladies' night, one meetup a month where it's a female speaker to try to culminate some more female speakers and get them out there. And that worked out really well.
Excellent.
We have some excellent female speakers within the local user group who are working their way up, and hopefully we start seeing them at conferences. None of them this year, but hopefully we start seeing them in the future. And we try to reach out and try to create as diverse a crowd as we can to get more women involved in tech here in South Florida.
Excellent. Well, before we wrap it up, is there any one last thing you'd like to share with everybody about organizing a conference or about Sunshine this year?
You know, the thing that everybody kept telling me the entire conference, and not to pat myself on the back, because that's not what this is about. Right. I just want to build the best conference I can for South Florida. It's not about me. But the thing that I would say to other conference organizers is create your list, think ahead, come up with what you want your conference to be. And that's everything, right? It's from the organization to the speaker selection to the venue to everything. Don't wing it.
Yeah.
Take some time and really plan it out and talk with other organizers within the PHP community. There's a lot of us now. We have a lot of regional conferences. So talk amongst ourselves and let's share this information so we can all really, help these events do really well.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time because I know you're getting ready to pack up and head home to your family. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant. Of course, I can't finish it out with asking you the same two questions. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
So the local user group is soflowphp.org, and the URL is soflowphp.org, so South Florida PHP user group.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time. Thank you for creating something so awesome for our community. I mean, it's people like you, and I mentioned this in my talk, people like you, role models like you, that show the rest of us the way and how things should be done. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.